And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Amy Sedaris, born in Endicott, New York, 1961, raised in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's written a number of plays, along with her brother David Sedaris. Also co-wrote and starred in, along with Stephen Colbert and Paul Dinello, a Comedy Central show called Strangers with Candy, where she played an ex-drug addict and ex-prostitute runaway who returns to high school as a freshman at the age of 46. Her first solo book came out a few years ago, entitled I Like You, Hospitality, Under the Influence, in which she gives some cooking tips, such as freeze meatballs on a cookie sheet individually before sticking them in a bag so they won't stick together. And she writes, a good trick is to fill your medicine cabinet with marbles. Nothing announces a nosy guest better than an avalanche of marbles hitting a porcelain sink. And as for people who are getting drunk at your house, she says, better to cut them off rather than pretend it's not happening and then allow them to stay over and wet your bed. It's the birthday of the man who fields questions from the White House Press Corps, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, 39 years old today, born in Auburn, Alabama. His mother was in the League of Women Voters, and as a child he helped out at voter registration events, majored in political science, worked in various senatorial campaigns and John Kerry's campaign for president. And in April 2004, he got a job as the communications director for the senatorial campaign of a man in Illinois who he hadn't really heard that much about, Barack Obama. On the campaign trail, Robert Gibbs was the last person Obama spoke to before he went out on stage or answered questions from reporters. And one person in the campaign joked that they called Robert Gibbs the Barack Whisperer. It's the birthday of Eric Idle, born in South Shields, Durham, England, 1943, performed in Monty Python's Flying Circus, where his specialties were creepy old men, annoying talk show hosts, and fussy old women. And it was on this day in 1886, John Pemberton perfected a headache and hangover remedy, which contained coca leaves and extract of kola nut. He advertised it as an esteemed brain tonic and intellectual beverage. His bookkeeper suggested the name Coca-Cola. Pemberton wanted to make wine, but there was prohibition in effect in Georgia. He made Coca-Cola for a year, and then the prohibition law was repealed, and he sold off his interest in the formula and went back to making wine. Here's a poem for today by Michael Milburn, entitled To My Son's Girlfriend. I'm tempted to ask what you see in him. Although you probably see the good that I see, I wonder if you realize how much he is my handiwork, or which of the qualities you daydream about in class are ones that I take pride in, his cordiality, for example, or love of silliness. It's uncomfortable for me to think of anyone else loving him the way I do, possessing him in a way that only his mother and I have ever possessed him. And I can't deny being jealous, not so much reluctant to share or relinquish him, as resolved to remind you that he's been around longer than your love, under construction, if you will, and that each cute trait or whatever occurs to you when you hear his name, I feel proprietary about, like a woodworker who makes a table intending to sell it, but prays that no buyer will recognize its worth. To My Son's Girlfriend by Michael Milburn, from his collection Drive by Heart, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.